Republican Mitt Romney's running mate, Paul Ryan, has staked out a reputation in Congress as a fiscal conservative. He has spoken out against President Obama's efforts to jumpstart the economy using stimulus money. And after a conversion a few years ago, Ryan now opposes earmarks, the cash members of Congress can secure for pet projects. But when it comes to helping out his own district in southern Wisconsin, Ryan's principles have been flexible. NPR's Brian Naylor has a look at the congressman's voting record.
Paul Ryan was never a fan of the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act, a.k.a. the stimulus. He voted against it when it came to the House floor in 2009, as did every other House Republican, and he railed against it in frequent TV appearances, such as this one on CNBC.
Temporary stimulus does not work. It does not give businesses confidence to invest in jobs and capital for the future. And it's just sort of sugar-high economics.
But despite his denunciations of the measure, Ryan made sure that his constituents were not left out when the money was divvied up. When the Energy Center of Wisconsin, a nonprofit that promotes energy-efficient buildings, sought Ryan's help in obtaining stimulus money, Ryan came through. Here's the Energy Center's Leslie Post.
We asked the entire Wisconsin congressional delegation for support of several proposals that we were submitting under that funding, and Representative Ryan did support a couple of the proposals that we submitted.
The Energy Center received nearly $250,000 in stimulus money, thanks in part to Ryan's efforts. The Wisconsin Energy Conservation Corporation did even better, receiving a $20 million grant for energy efficiency projects. There have been other occasions where Ryan has acted for his constituents in ways that might not please the most ardent Tea Party supporters. He voted for the auto industry bailout, which Mitt Romney opposed. Ryan's hometown, Janesville, was home to a since-shuttered GM plant. He also voted for the TARP legislation to rescue the financial industry, saying during House debate that though it violated his principles, it was necessary to prevent a banking crisis.
Why does that matter to us? Why does that matter to Janesville, Wisconsin? If it goes the way it could go, that means credit shuts down. Businesses can't get money to pay their payroll, to pay their employees. Students can't get student loans for next semester. People can't get car loans. Seniors may not have access to their savings.
Ryan has also worked for his first district constituents in less public ways. John Beckard, president of Janesville Forward, an economic development group, says Ryan only has to be asked and he'll pick up the phone to help recruit a new company to the area.
A call from Paul Ryan to the CEO of that company is, I think, most often accepted. And Paul, at the very least, can encourage that CEO to at least take a look.
Beckard says Ryan helped Janesville land Shine Medical Technologies, a company that makes radioactive isotopes used to treat melanomas, and which is receiving a multi-million-dollar federal grant. Still, some in Janesville wish Ryan would do more. Earlier in his congressional career, Ryan delivered more than $5 million in earmarks to his district, according to Taxpayers for Common Sense. Ryan has since renounced the use of earmarks, though Beckard says not everyone agrees.
There are people in the community who wish someone with the stature of Congressman Ryan might help us get some earmarks for this or that.
But on the other hand, Beckard says Ryan has now convinced many in the first district that, as Beckard puts it, business as usual when it comes to earmarks is not a plan for the future. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Washington.